to Magpie's headquarters a day 58. Whoa, nicely in sync there, just in time.
Yes.
How did you manage that, Mike?
Finished my webinar, bang on.
Oh, well done. And me? Dragged outside several times.
What was a cacophony? She's been out twice.
Oh, what was so funny? Sat in here minding my own business. I thought, coming up to showtime, I'll get myself all organised. This was 22. So I thought, just whip for a bathroom break. Come back. Looked over the banister. She was well away, sleeping like an angel. Tiptoes into the bathroom, ever so quietly. Tiptoes out of the bathroom. Looks over the banister. She's still asleep. Gets my backside on the chair and she starts.
Yes. I took her out deliberately. Took yes. her out for a pee and everything.
Yes.
So that you could have time yes. to prep. I could do my webinar.
Yes.
Yes.
She had other ideas.
Yes.
I have, however, got the cutest photos of her. So I'll let her off just this once. Hello, Jonathan. Are you late? Are you? Possibly fractionally later than me, but only just. But we're here now. In the middle of silly season. Don't know if Mike's heard all about this one, but it's classic. Hello, Kim. I'm going to get these photos uploaded to Droplet to share the love with you. She looks so adorable.
No, I haven't seen Kim's pictures, Kim's video yet.
I haven't seen anything on Slack. I am that far behind. It's frightening.
Oh, look at that.
I can't. Your microphone's in the way. Move your microphone. Hello.
Kiva, she has to work for a treat.
Yeah, don't tell Lola. I'll come as a bit of a shock.
There's the treat. And she has to pull the cable.
No, I'm not teaching her that here. She'll have the network down. She's had a busy day, hasn't she,
Who
Mike?
Has?
The Lola beast.
She hasn't. She's been asleep.
Not now we've been in the garden. There is a rationale for this. Let me get these pictures
what
up to drop.
Missed?
Oh, exactly. Because it's been one of those days.
It's always one of those days.
Yes, it is actually. I've got these two pictures and they kind of sum up the day. How's everybody else's day gone? Let me know. Jonathan, how did your video go? Your picture-in-picture video. These are the things we really need to know. No, our first calamity of the day was the bin collection.
Oh, the science of the bin collection.
The science of the bin collection. Yes. I think it's now up to like professorial level, maybe beyond.
We didn't account for that in the calendar, did we?
Well, idiocy.
Yes.
Tell COVID-y them. It's an absolute classic. Considering we got all of the bins ready, we got them all out, and then what happened?
It was supposed to be Black Bin Day today.
This is significant.
Which is plastic bottles.
Of which we use hundreds.
Because we have water.
Which, have you heard about water?
No.
Right, don't say any more then. So water we have in bottles.
Yeah.
We don't drink it out of the tap.
No.
Right. Therefore, we have a lot of plastic bottles that we recycle religiously.
Yeah.
And what else is in that bin?
Tins
are in that bin
of dog food. Well, dog empties food.
Mainly. Well, we don't tend to eat our tins, so it pretty much is.
We've got jars.
We do,
from things like
so it's glass, tin, glass, and yeah. plastic, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the main recycling bin. It's the one that is the most critical that they shift for everybody else, and actually you a couple of times this month. They only empty this bin once every month.
Yeah.
Wine bottles.
There's only two wine bottles.
I know there's only two wine bottles in ours, but can you just imagine how many bottles are in other people's? It's a wonder they could get it to the end of the
I don't
path.
Have to imagine.
You've seen
but,
them.
But that'll spoil the story. So anyway, they tell you to put the bin out by 6:30 in the morning. Now, usually they're never here at 6:30 in the morning. They usually don't come till mid-morning. And they make a right cacophony.
Well, they do, because it's the bins, tins and bottles.
Yeah.
So it's deafening.
So I went out at 6:30, put the bin out, and I decided, seeing as I'm downstairs and Madam's awake, I'll take her out for a walk.
Lola likes bin
day. I normally
day.
Don't take her out till 7. So we went out for a walk, and basically the bin was still there at 5 o'clock.
Well, no, it was there before that, but you decided you'd have a dabble with them.
Yeah, so I rang up the local council and I explained, and she said, oh, it was 4:30. And she said, you'll have to ring back at 5 o'clock because that's when the bin collections stop. And if it hasn't been collected, let us know. So I rang back at 5 o'clock. And I'd been out for my walk with Lola in the afternoon at this point, and basically all the streets within a vicinity of about a mile had not had their black bins collected, which is how I know other people have got wine bottles in their bins. And the lids are
overflowing.
The lids aren't shutting.
Normally they won't take a bin unless the lid is fully clothed. Fully closed.
Fully clothed?
Fully clothed, even. They won't, will they?
They might buy his tea.
So if it's up fractionally, yeah, they won't take it.
No.
I don't think they'd be doing that at the moment.
No. So she said, what's your postcode? What's your address? What's your name? And I told her that all the bins in the vicinity had not been emptied. And I know this because I'd just taken my dog for a walk.
Not shrunking.
And she said, I can only report your bin.
But, you know, wouldn't it be easier if you just rang and said, you know, the 300 houses round me?
Yeah.
Nobody's emptied the bins. Instead of which, she's going to get 300 phone calls from people playing Holy Nora.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if they didn't empty them today because they've not got enough staff, what's the chances they'll empty them tomorrow?
Well, she said that it should be emptied by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
I actually notice a lot of people have taken their bins in.
Yeah.
But is this because they've been emptied or they've not?
I don't know.
Ah. Anyway, in relation to the bin... The bin is the black bin, and the black bin lives between the blue bin and the green bin. So I'm putting a link in here. Lola decided to tell me all about the black bin.
I see Chicken there.
Just look at that face. And yes, Chicken was out. She was sort of squeaking the bin's not being emptied SOS on it. She was not pleased. She wasn't. Oh, a little face. And look at her on that one. Look at the eyes. Mummy, in fact, you can see me in her eyes. But you don't want to do that.
Picture.
Exactly. So, despite the fact I was running up and down the stairs when I shouldn't have been. So I was on the last minute trying to get the chat sorted because I was in the middle of three other jobs at the time. Oh, Lola. Hello, Paul. How's it going with you? So Jonathan did start recording it and it did work flawlessly. Excellent. Started editing, just didn't have anywhere to send it. I thought this was needed today. What's going on? She's gorgeous, isn't she,
Kim?
They
changed the date, according to Jonathan.
The little face on her.
So he doesn't have to send the video in.
Oh. Oh, that doesn't mean you've got to go in, does it? We don't want any of that. Anyway, in relation to the black bin.
Yeah.
If we get back to the black bin.
I also thought we'd done the black bin.
We had, but there's something happened that you don't know about, Mike. Jonathan probably has heard about this. Everybody else will just think, OMG. Has Donald Trump emigrated? Right, so Boris is in the House of Commons. And Boris stands up. I don't know what the question was. But the answer was... you know, in relation to easing the lockdown, and then there'll be like local or locally contained, what do you call it?
Pockets of problem.
Yes. So
pockets of idiots.
He must have been asked about it. And would you say made a faux pas in the answer? The answer could have been worded better. All right, let me find the exact text of it and read it. No, you don't cheat, Mike.
I'm not cheating.
You're not cheating. I've got to read this to you. Otherwise, it won't make any sense. Right, let's have a look.
In the chat, because then I've got a story.
Yeah, but this one's a classic. Right, so this is the quote from him. The intention is that the COVID alert system... Didn't know we had one. In time, will be sufficiently sensitive and flexible to detect local flare-ups. So far, so good. So that, for instance, if the COVID is detected in the water supply of a certain town or school in an area, steps can be taken. Just wind that back. There's COVID in the water supply, was what he said. He meant the sewage supply. The water boards had to come out and say there's no not COVID in the water because there's been a rush on bottled water.
Good job we've got some then, isn't it?
We are now sitting on a fortune, Mike. I mean, how can you make a mistake like that? The sewage system is not the water supply.
No.
And if you stand up in Parliament and say, we can detect COVID in the water supply.
Easily done.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. The world's gone crackers.
It has. I'll tell my story now.
She does look like she's smiling there. She's kind of looking up. She was sniffing something out there like crazy.
She always does.
No, like the Bisto kid. Not on the ground. She had a nose in the air and she was like following it.
This morning.
Well, she's still doing it. So that's what she looks like she's doing. She's trying to find where this smell is coming from that she quite likes the look of. Right, let's have a look at Jonathan first. Right, so it was for an event tomorrow. Need to submit the slides for today, which I couldn't go to. I was double booked. But you're now going to it, so you can present live. Excellent. Do you still want that demo on Friday? Because it is a good one, actually.
It's a good demo.
It is a good
do
demo.
It anyway.
It is a good demo. I can show how I do a rolling edit in ScreenFlow as well, if you like. Yeah.
This morning.
Go on, what did you do?
You've seen this story.
Did I?
Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And I also told you.
Oh, that one.
That one, yes. This morning I was at a meeting at work and it was a big meeting. So it's like my boss's boss runs it and it's like the whole of IT.
Have you noticed that the higher you go up the chain, the level of IT competence falls like a stone?
Yeah. Because they're all strategic goal setters and not doers.
There is another word for that, but not in polite company, but carry on.
So they had this guy speaking and he kept saying, next slide, please.
I mean, it doesn't take much skill to move a slide on and speak at the same time.
No, but so I had a private Skype instant message conversation with my colleague and I said, are you on this meeting? And she says, yes. I said, next slide, please. It reminds me of watching the government daily briefing. And she says, I find it so unprofessional. So I posted this on Facebook. And one of my friends came back and says, I know, can't Boris get a USB clicker for a fiver and move the slides on himself?
But it does. It gives you a very poor experience. Yeah. And yet they must have... Do you remember a few years ago, Manchester United used to be a public limited company and we had shares and you went to an AGM and originally they were at the Fallowfield...
The Armitage
Centre in Fallowfield. And it was like there was no slides and music and all that kind of stuff. It was the board of directors sat there and people firing questions at them. Every now and then there was an answer, but not necessarily to the question that was asked. And... then they moved it to Old Trafford. Well, then obviously more people went. And they got this company in, didn't they? So, I mean, it was an AV company. I don't know. Presentation support, would you call it? And they had TVs there and all sorts. And it broke down, didn't it? It was ridiculous. Whatever they had paid was criminal because it broke down. And you think to yourself, are they really that inept they can't put a PowerPoint together? Because there's kids at school of five doing that these days. But apparently they were. So we're not going to get to see Johnny's video then.
No.
I think you should do a video live. You should record it live, Jonathan.
Well, he's doing his unboxing.
Oh, he is. Fair enough. So that was our excitement today. He misspoke and now people are panic buying water. There are no words, Boris. There really are no words. I mean, you cannot afford to misspeak in these times. It's now also, there was another one it went on. Fact check, fullfact.org. So he'll be on Snopes next. The thing is, it only takes one misspeak and that becomes a fact. I do wish they'd shut him up. Dear me. Anyway, there was a couple of other things I spotted today. Did you spot them too? Let's get that up so I can see it. There was a classic one, wasn't there, Mike, from Bolton? there's a pub and it's been shut down. It's been shut down for a couple of years. It's in Mellowbrook, which is near Bolton, so about 25, 30 miles away from us, not that far at all. From the outside on this picture, it just looks like a normal public house, which would be a bar in the States, only quite quaint. You know, it's a British quaint thing. So the headline on this thing, it's like clickbait, isn't it? There's no way you wouldn't click on that headline, the one I read to you yesterday. Oh, yeah. But then I start reading the story and I'm reading it and reading it and reading it. And I'm like down to like the printed in Hong Kong at the bottom before they actually put the one line in that was about that. But basically this pub has been closed and they're concerned that alcohol is being served in it during the lockdown. Fair enough. But the headline screams, residents fear porn films are being shot in shutdown hotel. It was one line at the bottom, and basically, there were lights on at night and noises. This is how desperate the press have become for news stories. But that wasn't the one I was looking at. If I can get all of these out of the way, I did actually have more interesting ones. Oh, that's interesting. What's happening there? That is not what I intended at all. It must be that one. Yes, these are the ones. This was the one. Where is it? Oh, I've got a fabulous freebie for Friday. A Friday freebie. Where on earth have these things gone that I was looking at? Oh, no. So what's going on in the States today? What's being said over there? Let me know. We never did get the stats I was looking for. These must be in a different browser. Which is quite alarming. No, not that one. This is really weird. Where have they gone? Do not tell me I closed it down. Do not tell me that. No, I can't have done it. It must be in here somewhere. I will find these things. I will. It was all about Mac stuff, and it was new Mac stuff. There was new apps. And there was other things as well. So where on earth have they vanished to? This is what happens, Mike, when you disappear. Mm. You shouldn't do that and leave me to my own devices with the dog, because she had other ideas as well. Oh, it must be in here somewhere. Come along. Getting there. There we go. Do you know that Apple have gone on a hiring spree?
No.
Oh, they have. Now, what would you most like Apple to hire in? Staff to do what? To work on what area of Mac technology or Apple technology? I'd like them to get somebody in who could actually fix Mac OS so that when they bring an update out, I don't run away screaming for 6 months. But yeah. What do you think they've hired in? I mean, it's not that what they've hired in they don't need. They clearly do, possibly even more than they do the Mac OS engineers. But they've gone on a complete hiring spree. It's quite a niche area of technology. So it's the talk of the place because people who work in this niche are being headhunted.
Somebody to put the tyres on the wheels.
Of what?
The Mac Pro.
Oh, no, no. No, it's more esoteric than that. They are on a hiring spree with people who work in cloud storage. So it says the range of employees that Apple has hired has created a stir because it's a tight-knit cloud community, and it's a sign that Apple is perhaps planning to build serious cloud infrastructure to compete with Amazon, Microsoft and Google. That was the point I fell off the chair laughing. I mean, iCloud, S3.
Mm.
Yeah, right. iCloud could probably run on that 486 we bought. S3 data centre. Mind you, Apple have got lots and lots of data centres. I have no idea what they're doing with them. But they are on a hiring spree with cloud engineers. Is this good? Is this good for us? They didn't ask you, Jonathan. Well, you're clearly too good for them, aren't you? So the governor has made it that in order to get permission to open the restaurant, you must log in each customer. Oh, wow. from what I've seen in America, we're seeing some very scary stuff coming out of America. People meandering around with guns and shooting people who are telling them to wear masks. Wouldn't there be a certain percentage of customers who would be rather averse to that in terms of their freedoms? No, we're not at that point yet. If it's cloud storage, AWS is starting to worry. Yeah, Jonathan, not in this millennia. Not in this millennia. They've got nothing to worry about. Good evening, Tracy. I would like Apple to hire people outside of China to put the kit together. Apparently, they are moving the production of the kit to India. Why they don't take jobs back home, I do not. Well, let's be honest, we all do know. It's far cheaper to do it somewhere else. But apparently, they're moving to India. I think the reason is the relationship between the US and China, not good. So that's probably why they're doing that. But they are moving it, but they're moving it to India, which is fractionally nearer to us. Yeah. It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there again, you don't know how sustainable that is.
Mm.
I'm wondering how other countries are going on with this COVID thing where they don't have a health system as advanced as ours, because Italy had an advanced health system, France did, and we did. So how are they going on abroad with no social distancing and poor housing and no healthcare? And we're not hearing anything about that, funnily enough. If they could actually solve the problems inherent in iCloud in the first place, it's a good idea. Indeed, it would be. The trouble is with Apple and the cloud, I mean, it goes back to .Mac. They've just never really, it's always been a very personal approach. So it's a little bit like, you know, the files on your desktop tend to be your files. You don't tend to be sharing them with anybody. And they've approached the cloud in the same way. They've literally only just added the ability to share a folder. And even then, it's only on Catalina and the very latest version of iOS. Would I do that instead of Dropbox? No. My experience with shared stuff in iCloud has been very poor, and I've only ever tried to share one or two things. One was that presentation we were working on. And it was weird things happened, and there was no indication from Apple that it was because it was a shared file. So I'd created a Keynote file. Mike and I were working on it together. I'd put all of the graphics in, the majority of the text, and there were speaker's notes, but we were delivering it as a two-hander. So I said to Mike, we might as well work on the same one, so I'll share it with you. And that was fine. It shared with him. We then started working. I'm working on it alone at night, and I can't edit the masters. And I'm thinking, well, I know Mike's not got it open because he's in bed. And I couldn't do anything. And there was no notification. There was nothing to let me know why not. No indication of what was wrong with it. I Googled it and I thought, well, what am I Googling? You know, can't edit master. Eventually, I did find this piece and somebody was screaming exactly the same as me. Can't edit the master. What on earth am I going to do? And it was part of when you share a file, a range of features become unavailable. And the only time they will become available again is if you stop sharing it. So obviously I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. So I stop sharing it and I start editing it, does all that. And then I'm sharing it again. And every time I share it and unshare it and then share it again, Mike's getting notifications. So he comes into like 27 emails and I said, sorry about that. It's just very, very poor. Right, so Jonathan, side note, need some new kitchen scissors. The pairs lasted 5 years from the pound shop and Amazon's prices are starting at $8.99. Oh, Jonathan, pro tip, when you buy scissors, have you got a Costco account? They do once a year a sale on the scissors. Let me get mine out. What brand are they? They're Scotch titanium. They cut through anything. But once a year they go on offer and I think they're about £6. The thing is you get three pairs in three different colours. I thought they won't last that long. I'll buy a spare one. So I've actually got a spare one. So they come in threes and they work out about £2 each. But don't pay $8.99 for a pair of scissors. That's criminal. Have you tried eBay? I did that today. I needed some compressed air. I haven't bought compressed air for years. You know, we were talking about keyboards the other day. The white one, the white keys, the Apple one with the clear transparent underneath where you could see every crumb. I had compressed air with straws on to blow that out. But I used a fair bit. Then, of course, I wasn't using that type of keyboard. Although there's a story about this keyboard, Mike, that's not good. So I thought I had maybe one tin left, but if I did, I can't find it. But the problem I've got is I've got dust at the back of my desk that I can't really easily reach on a daily basis, and it's doing my head in. So I thought, well, I'll buy a tin of compressed air. How much could it cost, I thought. $12.99 for one tin, 300 millilitres of compressed air. I thought, you are kidding me. So I then found one that had six tins for something like £54 odd. And I thought, I'm not paying that either. So I thought, I'll just try eBay. Now, before, don't go into eBay, Jonathan, right now. Pro tip with eBay, log out. If you search for something when you're logged in, you'll be hearing about it next Christmas. Trust me, I made that mistake. Either log out or use an incognito window. You can always log in when you found what you want. But I wouldn't stay logged in eBay because it bombards you. I had that problem with some A5 paper that I wanted to do. Oh, seriously. So I thought with this thing, I'll go try eBay, I thought. Headed off. There was some that was relatively expensive, but there was also a small company in Saffron Walden, which is down south, selling either six tins or 24 tins. So I thought, oh, this will be funny, you know, 24 tins, that'll be like £300 and a kidney, thank you. And I looked, it was £24 for 12 tins, postage included. I thought, right, I'll buy 12 then. So now I've got 12 tins of compressed air coming. Now, if it was compressed air you needed, Jonathan, and not scissors, I could have helped you out. Oh, it's ridiculous. The prices of everything have just completely gone crazy. Now, the story with the keyboard today, I'm trying to do something and I need to type EG and a section key. And I'm swearing that I'm typing it and that's not what's coming up. My G key's not working. This is a calamity with a surname of Giles.
It says.
Yeah. So my G is not working. Same scissors on eBay. $2.99.
Like when my W didn't work.
Yeah, it's not good if it's in your password
exactly,
either.
Which it was.
I would go to Costco. I wonder how much it is actually in Costco. But we're not doing the Costco thing at the moment. We can buy online at Costco. Costco might be worth it, Jonathan, particularly if you ever need tyres on your car. I got a set of tyres for about £80. And normally they're about £60 a tyre. So better than the £8.99. Well, at least if they're the same ones, you'll have to mark the £2 up or the £1.99 up as not having to leave the house to get them. It's the only way. I'm paying silly prices for stuff. Like that treat, remember? There should be £2.50 and it was £4. Mm. But then they sent three instead of one and that was fine.
I didn't have my treat.
Didn't you?
No.
Oh, okay then. Poor boy. Right, let's have a look at the next one. Jonathan, have you seen any Apple sites today? Because this one's a corker. Jonathan might need to sit down for this. It is a rumour, but the last one wasn't wrong. 14-inch MacBook Pro next year. I wish they'd leave the sizes alone. Do you know, it used to be so simple, didn't it? When we were looking at a Mac, there was the white plastic one that you had. Was that? What size was that?
12-inch.
I was going to say, I thought it was a 12-inch. So there was a 12-inch, there was a 15-inch, there was a 17-inch. That was it, you were sorted. And now we have had 11 inches, 12 inches, 13 inches. Now this 14-inch rumoured. There was a 15-inch, there is a 16-inch and there was a 17-inch. I'm just confused. Yes, Jonathan, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying, that they had considered it for this time, but they stuck with a 13-inch rather than change it in these circumstances. I'll ping you the link. It's a rumour, but, yeah, a lot of people are saying they would love a 14-inch. It's kind of the halfway point, isn't it, between the 16 being too big to carry, but just fractionally bigger than the 13. Because they did marvellous things with the iPad. My 11-inch is the same size. In fact, it's fractionally smaller than my 10.5. It doesn't feel it depth-wise, but in terms of width and height, it is fractionally smaller, even with the case on.
You know what I think is fascinating?
Go on.
We went decimal in about 1971.
Yeah.
We talk about the 2-metre rule.
Yeah.
Yet we're still measuring MacBook Pros in inches.
Yep. Oh, come off it. How many people do you know can convert between inches and centimetres?
Not many.
That's actually funny, because yesterday I had a support call from the lovely Nina. So obviously I was all over it. She feeds the dog. And it was a very simple request she had, which was just to print out a photograph she'd got on her iPad at 7 inches by 5. And her printer sat there. She just needed 7 by 5. I wouldn't do it. There is no way. There's just not enough control. So I sorted her out, solved the problem with it. But while I'm trying to solve the problem, I'm looking. I've got this app in front of me and I'm looking through it to find a 5-inch by 7-inch setting. And they were all like A5, B5. DL, and I'm like, what are these sizes? So I thought, what is 7 inches by 5 inches in decimal? And I've got a vague idea, you know, 5 inches is 2.44 centimeters less than 15. But in terms of a number to look for, do you look for 126, 127, 128? What do you look for? I had no idea. Mm. And the 7-inch, that would be, again, that would be 1 inch more. So it would be 2.44 millimetres more. But mentally, you're doing a calculation of what's 14 times 2.4, what's 15 times 2.44 plus 2.44? I'll just Google it, shall I? And there I am Googling what's 5 inches in centimetres.
I do that all the time.
If you're trying to calculate it, it's 127.7. And there was a setting for it. It was a weird thing. I think it was called a BL or something. It was a size I'd never heard of. I did not know that this code for it was 7 by 5. Anyway, you'll be glad to know, having solved the problem of how to print out any photograph from iOS to a specific size, and indeed, if you fancy, in a collage, I'll put it in the show for Friday. I'm good like that. Right, so not going to stop Jonathan from what he is ordered. Don't think I'd change it next year. 2 weeks, I might consider it. You've no idea. There's no point holding on because, they'll, as you've said, there will always be another model. And it's so far off and it's so vague. And if it did come out, it wouldn't be before the end of March. But much more likely, if it did come out, it would be WWDC, and that's over a year away. By then, if you've got a machine, which you would have this 13-inch, you'd probably get a fantastic Part X on it anyway. So I wouldn't wait either, not in this thing. But what I'm saying is, you know, literally, you've not got the 13-inch in your hand and the rumour sites are off again. They're probably predicting what the iPhone will be like in 2029 as well. But all that does is paralyse people who aren't 100% sure what they want. The only people that would then buy are people who are like, oh, I don't want a 14-inch, I want a 13-inch, so I might as well buy it now. I mean, I bought my last MacBook Air literally on the basis that the MacBook Air I already had was that old. It was unlikely to last. And I said to Mike, you know, now's the time to buy it, try and get another 3 to 6 years out of it. I said, but if I don't buy it, the old one will go. I said, and then if it breaks, I won't want to buy anything until I can get a newer model. You know, I like to buy as soon as that model comes out. I said, but if I do buy, this one will go on forever. That's pretty much what's happened. But obviously, I use the newer, faster one. I can tell the difference. But the other one is more than capable to do the majority of jobs. Don't try processing video on it. But it's still very capable and it's heading in. It's 8 years old. It is 8 years old. You can even upgrade it to the latest OS, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. If they did add a 14-inch in 5 years, then they'll say they'll demand. No, that's what they keep doing. I don't understand it. When we went to our Mac Club, which was 2006, 2007.
A long time ago.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it? There was a guy there. He ran the group and he had this Apple laptop and it was nowhere near a current model, even in 2006. I lusted after this thing. I thought it was absolutely fabulous. I think it had a 10-inch screen. It was quite chunky, so it was very brick-like. But I just loved the screen and the tiny little keyboard on it. I thought it was so an ultimately portable thing. When I looked at the laptops they had, I didn't want the white plastic one or the black one. I didn't think they were powerful enough. That only left me with a 15, was it 15.5? It was 15 and a half inch or 17. And I took the decision, you know, for the difference, I might as well go for the 17 and basically have a portable desktop computer. But there was so much difference between that 17 inch and his 10 inch. You know, there would have been a case to have the pair. There was that much difference between them. I think his was probably about as heavy as the 17 inch because it was very chunky. And I went for the 17 inch and I never really regretted it. I did take it out to work. If I was going out and I was putting it on a desk, it was absolutely fine. There was one time I went out to a full day event at the theatre. It was one of these meet the cast things. And after we'd done the meet the cast thing, it was a read-through rehearsal. So basically you sit with the cast and they read through it. And sometimes they get some of the audience to get involved. Mike did that, didn't you? On the same stage as your father.
I did.
Many years before. I didn't do the read-through, but I was chatting with half the cast, so I had a ball. But that finished about 3 o'clock, and it wasn't worth my while going home to fly back for 7 o'clock. It would have, in rush hour, no, wouldn't even have been able to do it. So I needed to work for about 4 hours, and that was the days where I had those extra batteries and I took them with me. But it was a beautiful machine to work on. It was literally like being at your desktop. I can only imagine that that would be so much better today because you'd have your cloud to go out as well. You wouldn't have to put everything on a pen drive and back it all up like that. That would be amazing. I want a 17-inch iPad just because, like a Jane because, just because. I think it would be good. Definitely a 16. I think you can definitely get away with a 16. But we'll see what they do with that. Oh, let me have a look at this. That's a YouTube video. Let me go get that. I got a weird message today as well saying that Vivaldi couldn't do HD video. Don't get me going on that. Oh, that's lovely. It matches. Matching mask. The government have put a thing online. I don't know if... That's brilliant. I love it. Oh, I think you might have to pass that around at work. Maybe not. Yeah, the government have put one online showing us, this is in his 50-page document, I think, showing us how to make a face mask out of an old T-shirt. You're thinking, do you know what? People can probably manage that off YouTube. Just don't say there's COVID in the water, because now you've caused a panic. I'll bet you if you go, you cannot buy water. People hear that and they don't listen to the rest. So many of our friends say, oh, you know, I watch the beginning bit and then I turn it off. Then you wouldn't have heard the retraction later, would you? As you're thinking, oh, my God, it's in the water. Boris, Boris, Boris. What can I say? So we've not tempted Jonathan with that one. If there was a 13 and a 14 now, Jonathan, which one would you go for? I mean, they'd be bound to be... a price difference, but even so, which one would you go for? And who's got an iPhone? Who's got an iPhone as opposed to an Android or something else? We've got a friend who swears by the Windows ones for the camera, haven't we? Because they have already rumoured that the iPhone 12, I know, it's May. We haven't got WWDC out the way. It will start with 128 gig of storage. Don't think I could get away without 256 anymore. I've got too many photos on it. I am about to deal with the photos, though. I've researched, I've fiddled, I've tinkered, I've had a look at it, and they're not going in iCloud. I've got far too many problems, even just trying it with like half a dozen photos, where they're downloading on all of the machines and I don't want them to, and you're supposed to be able to control it, and it's doing its own thing. Only thing wasn't the word I used. So, yeah, I think I'd have to stick with the 256. Although they do bigger now, don't they? Do they go up to a gig yet? A terabyte, I mean. If it were an upgrade for 100, but it would have been 200. I reckon it would probably be like 199, knowing them. Other thing you have to think about, of course, is the bigger the screen, sometimes the AppleCare is different, and then that is more expensive too. Yeah, we understand, Jonathan, that what you say and what you do are sometimes two different things. That's perfectly all right. It's what we all do. So, iPhone. Who's got an iPhone? And who's in the market for another iPhone? We did an upgrade from... Did you have the 4S?
Yeah.
Mike actually upgraded from the 4S to the 11.
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, you had a 7. That's what, 7. Yeah, 7. So we upgraded from the 7. Neither of us had had anything since the 7. So that would have been... The 8 was brought out with the 10, wasn't it? I just wish they keep the numbers simple. Then you can work out where you're at, even if there's an S on it.
No, like the SE2.
But there was the 10 XL something or other. And there was one before that. I think it was about 3 or 4 years we didn't upgrade. The camera on this one is so good. And both of us have said that the sounds are a lot better. Although you're having Bluetooth woes.
Yeah, it's been okay the last couple of days.
Well, something's happening. It's either the Bluetooth dropping out between the AirPods and the phone, or there's a connection issue. I can see I might upgrade. It would depend. Not compelling, maybe, to upgrade this time. How about everybody else? So Kim's got an iPhone and we'll stay with it. She's got the 8. The 8's a really good one, isn't it? Hello, Anthony. That one was very popular. I think Rachel's got the 8.
The 8.
Yeah, she's literally, she doesn't do what we do. We go to Apple, we buy a phone. That's it. Our contract is totally separate. That way, although we are on an 18-month contract with our cellular provider, we can use whatever phone we like, including an Android. It wouldn't matter. So our phone is totally independent from the contract. For Rachel, it's not. So she gets an upgrade about every 18 months and does get a new phone. And she's literally just got one, but she had, was it the SE she had? Because it was small. And once she saw ours, she wanted the bigger screen, and she'd been waiting for a bigger screen for about 8 months. And she just got it in February before all this debacle. And what's so amazing is, you know, she's not... She can use computers, but she's not that techie in terms of transferring stuff. But they've set it up now in such a way. She said, I just turned it on and it said, put it next to your phone and press the buttons and put the keys in and it'll be fine. She said, and it was. And I'm like, wow, we back it up 17 ways from Sunday before we do anything like that. Oh, amazing. Right. So Anthony's got the XR, happy with it. And it's red. No need to upgrade. Jonathan wanting to change his phone for the past 8 years. That sounds like my dad. My dad was a very naughty boy. Seriously, he was. The things he tried to get away with my mother, and he never got away with a thing. What he did was he wanted to talk to people on the phone. Now, obviously, there would be a house phone for that, but it was all his family. And they were never quite welcoming, really, to Mum. So she wasn't really bothered about them. So he didn't want her to know how often he was calling them. So he wanted a mobile phone. And he had a work mobile at one point, didn't he? And then yeah. I think work stopped having worked mobile phones. So he then wanted a mobile phone. We at the time were going away for a weekend to London. It was 1994 because it was the Euros, wasn't it? Was that the World Cup? No, it'd be, was it 94, 96?
96 was Euros.
Could have been the 96 one then. And Ireland were playing that night and we were at the Café Royal, weren't we? Really posh venue. So we get to taxi and we're walking from the back of the place round to the front. And we walks up this like tiny street and there were mobile phone shops there. He stopped and he was like a 2 year old child, wasn't he? Yeah. I want one. I want one. And my mum's like, if you don't shut up, Jonathan, I'm sure you've been there. So she dragged him in and we got through that. And then he wanted this mobile phone. So what he started doing was buying. I don't know how it goes on in the States, but over here you could buy like a pay-as-you-go phone. There was no contract. You just put credit on it as and when you needed it. But because of that, it was quite expensive. So it could well be like 50 pence a minute or something like that. But we didn't know how often he was using it. So fast forward to 2008 and we get our first iPhone. Now, you had to go on contract and it had to be with O2. So the phone wasn't actually that expensive. I think it's about £180, but you had to go on contract with O2. Was that about £36? Because it was your data and it was basically paying off the value of the phone over the 18-month contract. So it wasn't cheap. And there was no way she was going to let him sign up for something like that. He was heading for retirement. So there was like, no, you're not wasting money on an iPhone you don't need. So I don't know how on earth this happened, but I remember the conversation, Mike, and I nearly fell out of the car. He brought me back from somewhere and we sat outside the house.
I remember the conversation.
And he said to me, I really want an iPhone. And the thing was, by this stage, he didn't just buy one of these pay-as-you-goes. He'd bought about 10 and he couldn't use any of them. And there was no point looking at us because we couldn't use them either. They had manuals about 3 inches thick and to send a text message would take you like 4 hours. And he was paying about anywhere from about £50 to £100 for these phones. And each one was no better than the last. So I'd said to Mom, why doesn't he just get an iPhone and be done with it? And she was like, he doesn't use it enough to warrant that. And there was like a tipping point. If you can imagine a graph in Excel, there was what he'd got now and how many minutes he used. And then there would have been how many minutes he got free with his iPhone, which from memory was 600. I think it was 10 hours a month, wasn't it? How much that amount of talk time would cost him. So there would have been a tipping point. So I sat there and I worked out what this tipping point was. And I thought, she's quite right. He can't be spending that much on calls a month. So I'm in the car with him and he's going on about having an iPhone again. And I said, well, you could get one. I said, there is a tipping point where it's cheaper to have an iPhone than not. I said, how much do you spend in calls a month? Now, I'd asked Mum the same question and she said about £8 to £10. Well, I'm sorry, but the tipping point was like 23. 25, something like that. So he ums and ahs and he didn't tell me. And I said, Dad, it's a simple question. How much do you spend on calls every month? And he didn't want to say. When he finally admitted how much he spent, £40 to £50 a month in calls. And I'm like, how much?
We didn't spend that in a year.
We did not spend that in a year. I'm like, who's he talking to? Well, I thought, how
much? Sex chat line.
Do you know, it would have been cheaper. I think it was his family. It was his family. And I don't even know if he was ringing the family he had in Canada. I've no idea what he was doing, but it was £40 to £50. So obviously it would have been way cheaper to get him an iPhone. But the problem I had was it was me that was going to have to tell my mother that it was cheaper to get an iPhone, in which case her little eyes would have gone round like cash registers with how much is he spending a month? And I thought, don't look at me. You married him. But I had to tell her, and I said, look, he's going to do it anyway. I said, it could go up to £80 or £100 and he would still do it. I said, so let's just get him an iPhone. And she went, okay. I said, plus the fact we can monitor what he does on it now. So in the end, she was persuaded and he got an iPhone. What was he like with that iPhone? He absolutely loved it. He really did love it. On an 8. Everybody seems to like an 8. We're getting an Apple Watch, it dies quickly. That's a great idea, Tracy. I think that's absolutely the way forward. Of course, once we're mid-cycle, and we are probably past mid-cycle now, I'm guessing that 11 Pro will still be available in September and probably drop by £100, £150. Might be an idea. He could change it. Mum desperately wants him to. He just can't make his mind up. Oh, my father never had problems like couldn't make his mind up. He bought one after the other, but he was looking for something that he could, that he would find easy. And the thing was, you know, he was a big, strong guy, wasn't he? And his fingers were like sausages. There was no way he was ever going to be able to send a text on these piddly little things. But the fact that we could set him up with Skype and he'd be able to use iMessage, you know, we would be able to text him, which neither of us had ever done, had we? Didn't bother, was no point.
So I remember my old boss. She was exactly the same with text as we were. When she got an iPhone, it revolutionised.
Yeah, it does. And I knew it would.
It's a QWERTY keyboard.
Well, it's not just the keyboard either. It's the fact of getting from app to app. I mean, the phones he was buying had apps on, and I don't just mean Snake, but he couldn't use them. I mean, did you? I made two videos with that flip phone I had.
I did.
One was of the dog howling, and the other one was of the dog in the park. And they were I mean, you look at those pictures of Lola that I've just put up. They are like professional things, aren't they? What I'd done with both of those, I took a few pictures before I took those two. And they were side-on shots. And I was just about to take one on the portrait setting. So I'd moved it to portrait and then she swung round and started barking, hence only her face being in focus. But actually, it's quite a nice effect, that. But, you know, they are pin sharp on the nose and the eyes. And these videos, you could barely make out it was a dog. Mm. I mean, they were terrible. They must have been about 166 pixels. They were shocking. But for Dad, you know, he was going to have a camera in his pocket and it had an answer phone he could use and it had Skype. Oh, he absolutely adored it. All he needs to do, Jonathan, is put a pin in an Apple catalogue. There's that many to choose from now. I got a compact digital just for the Zoom on it. And it was a good idea. I think the problem with it is it takes far too long for you to organise the photos off it, whereas when they're on your phone, you just make do. You just make do. Anthony, that's exactly how we were. We didn't even text each other, much less anybody else. We had one of those. It was a proper keyboard thing. We had a range of Nokias and we had, what was the make of that last one? Flip phone. Motorola.
Was it?
Yeah. It wasn't a Razer, but it was a Motorola flip phone. And they had proper keyboards. So you had to like tap the 5K 3 times to get whatever letter it was. It would have taken all day. Life's too short and we never did. Pretty much now, though, I use text quite a bit. People use WhatsApp. I don't think, the one thing with an iPhone, if we hadn't have had the iPhone, I don't think we'd have stuck on Twitter.
No.
If Twitter was a desktop sport, we wouldn't have really stuck on it. But I remember the day we got our iPhones and we went to Starbucks and got on their Wi-Fi. And I downloaded the Twitter app, which I think was called Twinkle, the Twinkle Twitter app. And the thing then was, you know, when you make your passwords and you make them like random strings. Thankfully, I had not made my Twitter one random strings and I put my password in. But yours was a random string and you had no idea what it was because you didn't have access to 1Password. You had to wait till we got back. But, you know, you remember things like that.
Then we went for a Chinese and they were all over us.
Yeah, we did. We moved on from Starbucks to a Chinese because we'd been there that long. I was starving. We got there at 6 o'clock in the morning. They were supposed to be opening at 8. We were towards the front of the queue. We were in the store, weren't we? So
yeah.
Probably about 12th in the queue, 10th or 12th. You could not leave the queue and then come back, which was fair enough. Only when they opened for business at 8 o'clock, the entire system went into meltdown and they couldn't process the orders. So they're waiting with O2. They're running down to the O2 store. And they just said, you've got to stay in the queue. And, you know, that was quite difficult because we were there from 6 in the morning till about 1:30 to 2:00 in the afternoon when we finally got it. Mm. And there were people there with prams and children in. So we kind of said, look, you know, there's two of us. So if one goes for a bathroom break and comes back, then the other one can go. And we will then hold places in the queue for everybody else. And there was quite a nice camaraderie with that, wasn't
there? No social distancing.
There was no social distancing then, I can assure you. There's about 3,000 of us in the Apple Store.
I got in trouble.
We did, didn't we?
Do you remember I got in trouble?
Which bit was that?
From that officious guy.
The one with the queue outside or inside?
Outside for rocking the...
Oh, yeah, I do. Idiot. I wonder what the Trafford Centre's like now. I think it's still shut, isn't it?
Empty.
Now, Kim texts a lot. Are you fast at texting, Kim? I'm not. I don't do the two-finger thing. I am doing that swipe thing a bit.
Never do the swipe thing.
The thing with the swipe thing that doesn't work is if you make the first letter a capital because it's of a word, it tends to make the whole thing capitals and it's more trouble than it's worth. I do sometimes in the car do the thumb thing. But my nails are a bit long for that. I wouldn't say I send... If I'm sat here and I want to send a text, I'll do it on the desktop. And I also have the WhatsApp client on the desktop. So I do that on the desktop as well. Just easier, but I can use it if I'm out. Apple have also announced something about WWDC, if you have missed that. Text with two fingers. I've seen people who hold it kind of sideways and then, like... do the two index finger thing. But I'm too scared of dropping the phone.
Yeah, that's probably a kid's
hold
thing.
It like an old person and tap away like a woodpecker. Yeah, the other thing that Apple have announced today is that they could use broadcast quality iPhone cameras to stream WWDC sessions. To do with the iPhone 11 Pro with the three cameras on the back and then some kind of gimbal setup. So that also came out today. So actually quite a bit of Apple news today, isn't there? If we're interested in that. Kim texts a lot. Oh, no, gosh, I can't hold it sideways. No. Do you use your thumbs or your finger? Two fingers? Because that I'd feel my hands were in the way. I clearly need more practice with this, Kim. I just tend to hold it the standard way. It feels... safer in my hands and then I use my thumbs, but I have quite long thumbnails, so I need to sort that out. Let's have a look. Let's go into the text app and have a look. What's the phone app, woman? Right. Yeah, I think if my nails were short enough, that might be doable. But let me try it sideways in the text app. I'm not at all sure about that. Keyboard looks better, I'll grant you, because mine's a pro model, so it's bigger. But everything seems to be in the wrong place and there's quite a bit of wasted space. I've got like a row of icons that's huge and in the way. And the text area that I'm typing in then isn't that big. Oh, gosh, I don't text while I'm walking. Oh, no, you do, don't you?
I do.
And picking up piles of poo.
Yeah.
You have been known to text that.
I told that story last week.
I'm safer with it upright. I think I'm safer with it upright. But I did see a girl type like that and I thought, wow, she's quick. And then I thought, look at the age of her. You are old now, woman. I don't think of myself. In my head, I'm 18. Sadly, that would make me a millennial. But I'm not 18 and I've got to remember that I'm not 18. So you going with those scissors, Johnny? The $2.99 scissors. Oh, and I've also got a track and trace from Royal Mail, Mike, which is proving more tracking than tracing at the moment. It's on its way to Royal Mail.
Yeah.
Shouldn't Royal Mail have it if they know the number? Mm. We'll have to see how that goes then, I would imagine. So any more calamities today? Dare I look at the BBC News? Oh, Boris. No, he's not actually the number one story. Apparently the numbers are going down, but you remember yesterday when I predicted with it being a bank holiday weekend that the death rate would rise? It did. It tripled. So we were down to about 310, I think. And he's back up over the 600 now. Which was predicted. It was predicted. Oh, I did see something. Oh, good, you've got scissors, Jonathan. I did see something, and I didn't see any more about it. That's what happens over here with American news. But I did see a story flash past that two people had tested positive at the White House. I'm assuming their aides rather than anybody we would actually have heard of, because I didn't hear any more about that. There is a story from Australia as well. An MP was tested after he had a coughing fit in Parliament. And there's a video doing the rounds comparing the UK response with the New Zealand response, which obviously is where Alistair's from. And he said she'd done a good job. It was frightening. Watching it, it was scary. That they'd done track and trace from day one. They were doing quarantine from day one. And our quarantine doesn't even kick in till tomorrow. And you're all right if you come in through France. I can't work that one out either.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Oh, Anthony saw Donald have a tantrum and walk out. I did not see that one. Was that I saw the first time he had a tantrum and walk out. I've not seen anything since. I mean, it's already starting here. What's happened is that the advice that they've given, while it may be sound advice, if you used common sense, people don't have common sense. They are selfish. So, for instance, there's a place called Blackpool, about 50 miles from here. Lovely beach. It's a tourist attraction place. We've been told we can take as much exercise as we like and go as far as we like to get it. Well, obviously, people are going to head to towns like Blackpool. The Blackpool Tourism Body have rebranded themselves as Do Not Visit Blackpool because they're concerned that people bringing it in, and then they will have a flare up, a hot spot around there. And I have to agree with them. The other place that must be panicking is the Lake District. Trump's driver and VP Pence's press secretary. Oh dear. And they all must wear. I've noticed that. Mind you, having said that, you know, Boris doesn't wear a mask either. None of them do. But they've never said over here that that's a kind of necessity. They've not even said, use like fabric until now, which, you know, if we need to now, or if doing so now is a good idea, then surely it would have been a good idea a long time ago. But they've not said anything about that. And I don't think we're supposed to mention it. Quite a few were infected. We had the, was it Chris Whitty? Wasn't it? The whatever he is, Grand Poobah of Health. The health secretary had it. Boris had it. The advisor to the government had it. So there was quite a cluster, but then there would be. Boris admitted in that interview yesterday that he just went round shaking everybody's hands and there were COVID patients there. And I'm like, why would you do that? What can you do? Oh, I'm glad I got a link there. I did not see that one. I must have missed one. What karma would it be if the orange one caught a dose of its only flu? I think he must think he's totally immune, the way he's behaving. I saw him visit somewhere and everybody else had masks on, but he didn't. Right, let me try and get that ITV link. I missed that one. I must have been too busy reading all about the Apple news today, which was worth reading, to be honest. It's unusual to have so much news from Apple that's worth reading. Another fight. Oh, good grief. They're all outside and I'm loving the social distancing that's going on. Our government decided to do them virtually ages ago. That's probably because they didn't want to be in the proximity of them. So we had a little tantrum. Oh, I'm loving the way it says America leads the world in testing because somebody else had done an analysis of the number of tests, maybe, but the per capita test, no. How to lie with statistics. Yes, I shall watch that later, Anthony. Thank you very much for that. Can't miss out on something like that, can I? So May the 18th, everyone must wear mask on out of the house except when exercising. That's actually, I mean, it makes sense to do that, but the except exercising. A lady made a point over here. She was writing in And she was saying that the people who are exercising, the 2 meter rule seems silly to her. It should be like 5 because they're breathing heavier and therefore expelling it further. And I thought, she's got a point. You know, like you said, when you've got somebody coming at you and you're on the pavement and you can't get away. I think you probably should wear masks now, or at least something. Something that helps. He has a very, very big germ phobia. Then why? Maybe that's why he's got everybody else in masks and then he doesn't need to. He's trying to copy Trump. He's like, he's mini me, isn't he? He's mini me. Again, as though nothing would ever touch him. But that was ridiculous. I mean, you would have been, even if you personally were very sceptical about how serious it was, with a pregnant fiance and a baby, obviously, on the way, why would you do that? They're not even married yet. Is he divorced yet?
No idea.
It was there was some overlap, shall we say, a considerable amount. They only got engaged recently, but legally, what's she entitled to if the Prime Minister dies? Not as much as she would be if they were married. And they're not married yet, and yet he thought it was a good idea to be reckless. I do not understand that. Mind you, there was that thing, the sign-off in that church newsletter. I think somebody put it on Facebook, didn't they? I don't remember where I saw it. It was basically saying how we calculate how many children Boris has got. These ones were born in wedlock, but these weren't, basically. There was quite a few of them. We think he's got 6, but he may have more. My word. I think there's a good chance, you know, because they do seem to stand quite close to Donald Trump. And I do wonder. And especially if he's germphobic, you'd be trying to avoid that, surely. Anyway, his water thing hasn't made the headlines as much as it was before. There's an evening update. And the royal family have all been on WhatsApp, Zoom, if you've seen that one. Everybody's crying into their beer that foreign holidays have been cancelled. Can't you just stay here?
See you, Johnny.
Good night, Jonathan. Ooh, Mummy Isaac's calling. Say hello to Mummy Isaacs for us. No, I'm not seeing anything about that. There was one story, I don't know if you saw this before, Mike, but you know all the stories that we've been talking about over the last 7 weeks where people have been spitting at people? And Jonathan said, like, he figured that was a crime. Before. The crime is battery, an actual touching of or whatever. If you do anything and somebody dies, then technically,
it's not murder.
Yeah, then technically, you are responsible for the death. There is no distinction made in English law between something seemingly innocuous. Jumped up, madam. Seemingly innocuous and taking an axe to somebody. Now, I know that sounds really strange, but it's called the thin skull rule, and it's been in English law for years. And it's there because something can be more serious for a victim depending on a pre-existing condition. Now, the person accused of murdering them could say, I didn't know about the pre-existing condition. But then that puts the responsibility on the victim to say, don't do that because. So even if it's something very, very innocuous, it's actually an assault in British law to touch somebody. To touch somebody on the arm, the shoulder, that is an assault. If they wanted to take you for it, that is an assault. So this spitting business, one, it's already battery. But two, there's been a debate about if it's an intentional act, which spitting at somebody is an intentional act, and the person dies, is it murder? Now, technically speaking, no, it wouldn't be, because for murder, you need 2 things. You need to have a guilty act and a guilty mind. It's called actus reus and mens rea in Latin. This is why you need Latin when you go to study law in the UK. So you need both of those things. So if you are just reckless, so this, there's a guy, Harry Dunn and Anne Sekulis, where she's saying it was an accident that she ran him over on the wrong side of the road. And therefore, she's not coming back to face British law because the maximum she could get is 14 years in jail. She didn't have an intention to kill him, so it wouldn't be a murder charge. It's a reckless driving charge. So in terms of murder, she would never be charged with murder because there wasn't a guilty mind. There was a guilty act. You did something that wasn't right, but there was no guilty mind. If you was to spit at a wall and miss and hit somebody, then there's no intent. That would be manslaughter. But in this circumstance where people are spitting at people and saying, I've got COVID, now you'll get it, you couldn't really have a clearer case of actus reus and mens rea. The act is actus reus, I spat at you, and the guilty mind, I said I had it and I was going to give it you. It couldn't be clearer. And today we've got first news of somebody who's died in those circumstances. And it was a ticket office worker in London who was just walking around minding her own business in the Victoria Station in London. Somebody goes up to her and says, like, what are you doing? And she says, I'm with British Transport Police. And he spits at her and her colleague and says, I've got the virus and now you've got it. And she's died. They still haven't found him yet, but when they do find him, I think that's going to be a murder charge. And to be honest, sooner the better. Because if you could get somebody up on a murder charge with it, maybe it would dissuade others from doing it. Yep, that's the one, Jonathan. Anthony, 071. Yep, that's the one. But they've not actually caught him yet, which is most unfortunate. I mean, they must have video footage. They must have. What date was that? 22nd of March. She was admitted to the hospital on the 2nd of April. And died 3 days later. But now she did have underlying health conditions. So now the issue is going to be, how culpable are her employer for not moving her off the front line? Obviously, she couldn't do a job from home, but could she have been moved to a safer place or furloughed? So that one's going to run and run, I think. I seriously hope they catch him too, Kim. And I think it would do the entire country, the world of good, to see somebody charged with it, because so many people are doing that. Literally every day there's at least three stories. There's been some in Manchester, there's been some in Bolton, there's plenty in London, and I cannot understand the mentality myself. I mean, did your mother ever have to say to you, don't spit?
No, I don't think so.
Even though you watch football?
Yeah.
No, mine never had to tell me that either. It just wouldn't come to my mind. And I cannot understand why it would now. It's as though it's like a power trick. I mean, clearly he did have it.
I was watching some football yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody spat.
But it's disgusting. It's always been disgusting. I really see no need for it. And now, oh, and Boris has said we can all come back and go to football matches, didn't he, on the 1st of June? Or is it behind closed doors?
We're behind closed doors.
Oh, what a waste of time. Don't get me going. Don't get me going. I'm just going to take beautiful pictures of the dog and calm down. I think that's a good plan, isn't it? Right. I certainly hope Deb's doing okay. Mike mentioned it, but I literally have not had time to get into Slack. But I will find time to get into Slack tonight and get all caught up. I mean, like, she's only been out once. And she was so careful. That's why it only takes once. I mean, your mother had an idea, didn't she? Of you and her meeting up.
She said to me today.
Is this the follow-up? Or was that this morning?
That was this morning.
Right, go on.
She said to me today that she was going to the cemetery probably either today or tomorrow, I think. And then she said to me, you know, you should go. And I can see where she's coming from. Just to visit him, I guess.
Okay. Way more pragmatic, but carry on.
Although he's no more dead now than he was 3 months ago.
Exactly.
As you say.
I do say that because, I mean, do I want to go and visit my mother's grave? Well, it wouldn't be a bad idea, but there again, it's not the best time to visit. It's not.
I want to talk to him. I can do it from here.
Exactly.
So she said maybe we could meet up in a few weeks' time and stand 6 feet apart.
What, one at his head and one at his feet? I can just imagine your face. And she picked it up in the voice, didn't she? Oh, okay then. Tell them what you said.
forgot what I said.
I'm not looking to go out anytime soon.
Yeah, that's right.
Subtle, Mike. Very, very subtle. Well, just by coincidence, you actually know who's buried next to him. Yeah. And that was a family friend who died of COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, not the place to visit. Not yet, Mike.
There's another family friend buried near him as well.
The one at the other end on the path?
Yeah.
Yes, I know, but that was before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
But the one actually right next to him died of COVID. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought it was the time myself, but what can you do? Parents, eh? Can't lock them up, can't shoot them. I know she's finding some comfort in going, but then she's on her own. She's in the car, she's there, she's back. Yeah. What would concern me is these idiots that are going... We had a thing in the UK in the 70s. Let me know if they were ever put on in America. Anthony will probably remember. It was a comedy duo called The Two Ronnies, Ronnie Corbett and Ronnie Barker. And in the 70s, they had like the prime time Saturday night show. And it was sketches and songs and gags. And there was one thing that they had running all the way through this particular series. So they'd have like a show within a show, like a tiny episode or something. One of them they did was called The Worm That Turned. And that was all about women taking over the world. That was hysterical. I mean, can you imagine that in the 70s? The other one they had was called The Phantom Raspberry Blower of Old London Town. And it was like a funny version of like Victorian London and Jack the Ripper, basically. But it was very much tongue-in-cheek and it was funny. But to a kid like me, I think I was about 7 or 8, it was terrifying as well. Do you remember the Phantom Raspberry Blower of Old London Town? And the gag was, you know, this guy in a cloak and a hat, like Dracula, would run around and then he'd swing the coat open and he'd blow a raspberry. Which, you know, it was childish humour, but it was funny. And now I just have this image of visiting a graveyard and somebody bobbing up from behind a headstone and just spitting at you.
Mm.
Seriously, I do. Yeah. So, no, I'm not happening. You do remember the Phantom Raspberry Blower. Mike can probably find it on YouTube. Looking back now, it was probably ridiculously stupid, but I remember being absolutely terrified. I would never watch it on my own. I was always, I'd go down, because I was like a kid with my own, I had my own TV in my own bedroom, but I'd say, I want to watch it with you, Mum and Dad, and I'd go down and watch it with them. But I did love The Worm That Turned. Mm-hmm. They were so, so good, those. Put the link in. Kim can have a rare old laugh about what we found funny in the 70s. And my only excuse was I was a mere child. But it was funny in its day. And that's what people are like now. I'm literally like looking at people and like, what are they up to? What are they doing? We had, you don't know if you noticed when you were training, Mike, but a delivery truck came around the corner, quite a big one, you know, like a home removal thing, but a small home removal. Totally misjudged the corner, clean over the pavement, literally by about 3 foot. And I thought, much nearer, and it had been through the garden wall. Bounce, bounce as he went. And I thought you might have heard it because he made such an almighty racket. And another thing that happened today was the lady opposite who keeps coming out and wanting to come close to you, not happening, went across the road with like what looked like a bowl of food covered. And the people were backing off and backing off and she kept going nearer. And I thought, can't you? You know, I must be, what, 80 yards away? And I can see that they're backing off. They don't want whatever it is. And she just kept going. People are strange. I leave it at people are strange.
Yeah.
We're not strange, of course. Magbiters are not strange. No. Not strange at all. Now, don't forget, Tuesday. So tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll be wrapping up content for the show for Friday. So if you have any last minute additions you would like, bring them along tomorrow. And then we will reveal what's on the list for Friday. There's lots of itty bitty things on the list for Friday. Lots of different tips and tricks. I'm thinking of letting you wrap up the show on Friday.
Why?
Because of stats on YouTube, I think we need them to know that that's the access bit.
So I get to say it's good night for
No, not that bit. You do the last demo. I do all of my demos first.
Right.
And then you do your
then
demo.
People don't get to mine.
Of course they will.
Okay.
It's part three of the access
apart
thing.
From Johnny.
Jonathan loves your access stuff.
He'll be asleep.
Well, yes, he will, won't he?
Yeah.
If I do the first, say, 5 hours of the show and you do the last three, he'll definitely be asleep. Oh, I'm winning so far, so I'm quite happy. Oh, I do love those pictures of Lola. She's gorgeous, isn't she? Right, I'm going to get into Slack shortly and make sure that Deb's okay. I certainly hope she is okay. That is just criminal, isn't it, when you've been so careful. Well, we're now being told, I don't know if you're being told this, but we're now being told when mail comes, you need to disinfect it and leave it for 72 hours. Not been saying that for the last 3 months. We've all been doing it for the last 3 months, but the government have now caught up with what we're doing. I refer you back to the bit that I said about 3 weeks ago. If I ran the country, we would have gone into lockdown the first week in March, and we would probably have been out of the other side of it about a month ago. Just saying. But nobody voted for me. It was funny that, wasn't it? They all voted for Boris.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seemed a good idea at the time. Oh, well, never mind. We shall see what tomorrow brings. I wish you a... all government slow as usual. You're not kidding, Kim. Absolutely. Jonathan might have a bit of a sleep on Friday. Don't know. It's a working day. We'll see how he goes with that. See how he goes. But he does want his PIP, doesn't he? That is actually a very good demo, isn't it?
Mm.
And I can do variations on that as well. So I shall sort it out probably tomorrow and then seek your input as to which bit you want to see and which you don't. Because Mike's got a bigger bit because he's doing forms and reports and SharePoint. Mm. Reports are fabulous. I love reports. Do you know I got a report out of Microsoft Outlook that was brilliant? I was impressed. Mm. I was very impressed. Right, but... for now, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Keep safe, guys.